got my attention.
Drama and intrigue.
No kidding. Music I'm like from sweating.
Ipsifendis Collective. I'm hoping I say that right. As well as the musician, Paul Fanfara. And we're coming up. We've got an Area Voices conversation where we tell this arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. So next Thursday, September 14th, the Grand Rapids Library is hosting a mashup event combining literature with music. Minnesota Book Award winners will read their writings, while Ipsifendis Collective will perform original compositions inspired by those writings. We've got composer and musician Paul Fanfara to join us now, telling us more. Paul, thanks for being with us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We felt like that mood was set right there. Is that kind of what it does to combine the music and the words?
Yeah, sort of. That's the same group of musicians that will be performing these songs. That song that you played, that was called Tar Sands. And that was an artist initiative grant supported record I did a few years ago. So these songs have the same group of musicians. So our take tends to be more orchestrally minded, pretty dense lyrically. But that's the approach we've taken to these books so far.
So, Paul, how long do the musicians have time to prepare for this?
We will have two rehearsals.
Oh, my gosh.
It depends on the event. That record that you played, we worked on that for a while. So that was a studio endeavor, sure. So it's a little more rich. Some of these songs we've been playing for a couple years because we've done it 2 years in a row. So we have 9 books that we've written for. For the upcoming event in Grand Rapids, 2 of the songs I wrote in the last couple weeks, so they have yet to hear them. The musicians will hear those songs this evening. So they've got to do some cramming, I guess, this next week.
So how does that work for you as a musician? So you read the works of the mm-hmm. artists, and how does it happen?
Yeah, I just sit down with the book. I have a big post-it note collection that's all over the book. So a lot of times I'll read through the whole book, and just my first approach is to find just lines or images that can stick. And then once I finish the book, just kind of hash something out and see what happens. Sometimes it's more an image or a character. Sometimes it's more just referencing the entire story. So it really depends.
Do you hear anything while you're reading?
Sometimes. I mean, I think there are certain ones. So, for instance, I just wrote a song for Prairie Silence by Melanie Hoffert. And it's about, it takes place in North Dakota and the prairie. So there could be some cliche elements of, kind of Western music or like prairie soundscapes and stuff. So sometimes you want to play to the cliche, and sometimes you don't, in some approaches I've kind of gone in the opposite direction of what the song should be, to be flippant, and other times I kind of go with the mood. Yeah, so it really depends.
What's harder, to create a song just from scratch out of your own goodwill, or to have to do something like this, a directive?
This has actually been pretty fantastic for me as an opportunity to learn how to write songs. I have a band called Pain and Saints, which I've played with for years, and my songwriting there is really cathartic, self-absorbed, and I kind of came from the indie rock side of things with that. And so it's easy to basically take your journals and write a song out of it, which, as I'm getting older, I realize I don't think people really want to hear that. they want to hear a song that is focused and that they can get the point quickly. So in reading a book, it's great to have that restraint and, I have to keep myself on task. And also it's great because I know the authors are going to, when I write the song, you can look at the lyrics and be like, oh, you're full of it, mm-hmm. So there's this kind of audience, an educated audience that's going to know whether or not you nailed it or if you're, in left field. So it's actually been an amazing exercise in learning how to write songs effectively.
We're talking with Paul Fanfara today. He's part of Ipsifendis Collective. They'll be in Grand Rapids next Thursday, where music is paired with these Minnesota Book Award winners. So how have the writers responded to the music?
So far, really well. I mean, it's not, we haven't had a whole lot of collaboration other than, I read the books and we present the songs. As we've done a few of these, I think we'll get more comfortable with being able to interact, you know. But yeah, they've been very forgiving. there are a few times I worry that, you know, I'll take their book and basically destroy it in this ridiculous song. But no, they've been very, very good. And I think in the future, it'd be nice to have more interaction where, you know, they could read a passage and then I can talk about my reaction, play the song, and then they could sort of react to the song and we can have a back and forth. But I think as we do more of these events, more of that will kind of just naturally happen. But yeah, it's been pretty positive reception so far.
So speaking of reactions, so Matt Rasmussen's an unbelievable writer and an unbelievable poet, and his he talks about suicide. Now, when you're trying to put you're trying to put a piece of music together to accompany suicide, what are you trying to accomplish?
That was one of the hardest ones we did, and that was the first year. With that book, it's a collection of poems about his brother's suicide, and there are two poems in there that don't explicitly mention suicide, and I took one of those. And that first poem, my reaction to that was take the lyrics directly and make a musical accompaniment to those words. The next poem collection we did by Ray Gonzalez, I didn't do that. I took the poems and took my reaction to it and wrote a song. But when we set Matt Rasmussen's poem to music, I wanted something reverent. So I kind of did, I was studying a lot of Bach counterpoint. So we did a counterpoint accompaniment that kind of has a Lutheran kind of chord palette. So it sounds reverent, but I didn't pick the poems about suicide because I didn't think that me speaking those words could give it any more weight than just reading the poem as it is. So that was a tricky one.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell us about Ipsa Fendis Collective. What kind of instruments are in the group? What are you guys like?
Yeah. Well, so Ipsa Fendis, it's kind of a collective of a bunch of composers. We all have a lot of bands down here in the Twin Cities. I have Painted Saints, which is my songwriting kind of thing. There's also a group called Dreamland Faces that does a lot of film scores. And there's one called the Poor Nobodies that also does a lot of film scores. And so what we did is we just kind of got a group of musicians so that if anyone gets a project, we have this kind of set crew of musicians. So for the records, we have, I play piano, guitar, clarinet. Clarinet is actually my sort of day job. I'm a jazz musician. And then we have accordion, musical saw, cello, trumpet, bass, and drums. And that's the instrumentation we have full. For the concert this next week, we'll just have myself with drums, bass, and then cello, which is kind of the core of us. But yeah, so for the recordings, we have a pretty, it's a big group.
Is there a definition for Ipsa Fendis?
Yeah, so Ipsa Fendis, it was a song, well, it was an instrumental piece that I wrote years ago, but it comes from an Edward Gorey story. And Edward Gorey, he's an illustrator. He did these fantastic quasi-children's books, but they're kind of dark. He also did the opening for Mystery, the TV show. That artwork is Edward Gorey. But he has a story where a little devil pops out of the sky, and he just shouts, Ipsa Fendis. So that's where the name comes from. And it's fitting for us musically. I'm not sure it's a very good marketing term, you know, because no one can remember it. But yeah, that it's basically a collective of us all. So if one of us has a project like this, then we have a core group of musicians that we can all call upon.
When you're done with a performance like in Grand Rapids, do you have a question and answer session?
We haven't. I think that would be interesting.
Yeah,
but especially with the authors there, because they're going to be far more eloquent than I. But yeah, I think that would be a good thing to try.
Yeah, it'd be fun to know what kind of flavor you'd get out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
the last events. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, the last events we haven't had too much of a question and answer. I think because we're kind of feeling out how to present this all, and we've done this twice now, and usually I think at the end of the night we're just kind of like, okay, we made it through, you know.
No. Let's get out of here.
So yeah, let's get out of here before something goes wrong. But yeah, in the future that would be something good to do.
What do you see audiences getting from this? What do you hope they get from it?
Well, I hope it's entertaining, first of all, and they enjoy it. But I think just, I think, a deeper understanding of the books themselves and the stories. And maybe something about just songcraft, how to take, you know, a 300-page book and try to condense that into, you know, a verse and a chorus and see if it works. But yeah, I hope, you know, it might inspire people to do something like this and take inspiration from anything they do and turn it into a song or a piece of art in some sort, you know, cross media collaboration, that sort of thing.
Paul, has it been fun for you to dig into Minnesota authors and to be reading their works?
It has been. When we first did this, we were asked to do the first one. It was kind of stressful because I was kind of worried that the authors would, you know, not like it and I guess, you know, think it was a steaming pile, but that wasn't the reaction. But yeah, I have been. And I think as we've gone through these songs, I'm much better at doing it. And the books have been fantastic. I was actually surprised. I wasn't sure what to expect, but actually many of these books have just been fantastic. And I was really impressed. The literary community in the state is extremely strong and it's pretty amazing. So I have enjoyed it.
We've talked a little about Melanie Hoffert's book and Matt Rasmussen's writing. Tell us about the other author that'll be featured and have music.
So Margie Price, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, did a book called West of the Moon, which is a young adult's book, and it's fantastic. It kind of takes some influence from Norwegian mythic tales, and there's a sister who is basically, there's a group of sisters, and they're sold to this man, and they escape, and they're kind of on the run, and it's a beautiful book. So I did a song called A Mother Under Stone about that one. I'm going to send the lyrics to Margie here pretty soon and see if they're okay. Get the approval.
Well, you know, we are indebted to the state of Minnesota with the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. A lot of the programming we do where we can have conversations like this is made possible by grants like that. How does a program like this happen?
Well, it started through the Friends of the St. Paul Public Library, and they started this program, and they got some money from the St. Paul Star Cultural Grants, and that basically made this happen. And then I applied for an Artist Initiative grant with the idea, and so they're funding this record. So we're putting out a record of all the songs that I've written for this. I'm working on that right now. So the Artist Initiative grant was amazing. And we've also got some travel grant money so that we can perform around the state a little bit. And, you know, I do tour a lot. I travel, and I just realize how lucky we are in the States. You know, I go to other places, and people are struggling, and it's not as easy. And, you know, something like this, I couldn't have made it happen, honestly, without the funding, because you just can't have to pay the bills. So yeah, thank God for the State Arts Board.
That's Paul.
Shameless plug.
Yeah. That's Paul Fanfara. He's a musician, composer, plays clarinet, guitar, and he sings. He'll be performing along with the band Ipsa Fendis Collective at the Grand Rapids Area Library 1 week from today, September 14th at 7 o'clock, when the Music and Minnesota Literature Program comes to town. Paul, thanks so much for talking with us. We wish you the best next week.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Area Voices made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. It's inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, very much so.